Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
No, GlobalNews.ca, just looking at a headline, Kremlin foe Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, demands body be returned to family. Joining us on the program, we've spoken with Dr. Aslund previously. Dr. Anders Aslund, as I said earlier, world-renowned economist, who advised both Russia and Ukraine at different times, obviously. His book is Russia's Crony Capitalism. I've read it. It's excellent. And Dr. Aslund, following the death of Mr. Navalny, writes, it's high time to label Russia a terrorist state. Dr. Aslund, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Roy. My pleasure to be with you again.
Yeah, you wrote here, the assassin, I'm on your X account, at Anders_Aslund. The assassination of Navalny becomes increasingly obvious. The officials have given three alternative causes of his death and are blocking an autopsy. They're refusing to give his family his corpse. Does anybody still support Putin? What's going on with this case?
Well, I think that Putin is gradually, rather fast, tightening up his dictatorship. And it appears that there have been relatively muted reactions in Russia because people are afraid. People who put flowers in about 30 different Russian cities on memorials for Navalny yesterday were in many cases arrested. A couple of hundred or 300 people were arrested just for having put flowers on memorials to Navalny. Putin has now a very tough dictatorship, and by killing Navalny, which is quite obviously done by on Putin's orders, he shows that he can do whatever he wants. His power is now more total than it has ever been.
An attempt was made to kill Mr. Navalny in 2020 when he was injected with a nerve agent. So there's a history of this.
Yeah, and you can also see from this, Putin is very deliberate. He does not kill instantly. And for example, Vladimir Karamurza, another Russian leading opposition leader, he is now sentenced to prison for 25 years after Putin's KGB goons have poisoned him twice. Similarly enough, he went back to Russia after having been cured from the two poisonings, as Navalny went back after having been cured from a serious poisoning. So Putin just says, okay, come back, I will kill you.
It sounds like the old evil empire days.
Yeah. And I think it's quite important to notice that this is far worse than the Soviet Union after Stalin. This is like the Soviet Union under Stalin increasingly, that Putin does whatever he wants, and there are no restraints on putting people into prison and to have them killed.
It surprises me that he actually gets away with it. I thought, and I'm not a baby in the woods, but I thought that after the invasion of Ukraine, and after it started to go badly for the Russian military, and it did, I thought for sure, I thought it was likely that he would be deposed from within, but I guess not.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it has been quite impressive how Putin really seems to have tightened his power. But on the other hand, this is still a dictatorship on clay feet. All of a sudden, something can crack, and we will not know in advance. And what we know from the Soviet Union is that a system that is clearly unsustainable in the long run can last for quite a few years.
Yeah, and he does it in the open. He doesn't care, does he? Putin doesn't care. He doesn't care what kind of protests there might be outside his borders to the murder of Alexei Navalny. He couldn't care less. So the pressure has to come from Western governments, from particularly the United States. The pressure on Putin has to come from the U.S. Am I right about that?
Yeah. And then what needs to be done is much more. The West has imposed quite severe financial sanctions, and Russia's export revenues last year fell by about 30% because of the Western sanctions and lower energy prices. But much more can and should be done. So what I argue now is prohibit Russian exports and keep Russia out of the foreign trade system, because what Russia really needs is high tech. And it's most of all the U.S. companies that can deliver this high tech and squeeze Russia. It is quite surprising that the Russian economy grew by a couple of percent last year, and it's forecast to grow similarly this year. Much of this is simply military production. But even so, the West should be able to squeeze Russia much more than this.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking 2 weeks ago about the general in charge of the Norwegian military saying, better be ready for war with Russia within 3 years.
Yeah. And there are quite a few countries that are saying that now. So, you know, I'm Swedish, and the Nordic countries and the Baltic countries are now trying to rearm as fast as possible, because Putin will not be satisfied with only Ukraine. And right now, Russia seems to be taking one city in the east of Ukraine, of Avdiivka, that they have been fighting over for two years. So this is serious. And why is this happening? Because right. The U.S. is unable to deliver arms now, because the U.S. Congress has refused to make the decision on $60 billion of more aid to Ukraine.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.